Thanks for joining us once again here on another edition of The Good Stuff. For the next 5 minutes or so, hopefully you can smile a little bit, maybe think a little bit, and just enjoy life as we go through. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board encourages you to discover the hidden gems of the Sand Hills, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, or the National Niobrara Scenic River. Yep. It's a great place to come and visit some nice little tucked away gems there. You start by doing that at visitvalentine.org.
It is Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. Are you interested in any of those topics? You need Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe. You can get the weekly edition coming to your house, and you can also check online to see what the new hot information is.
I have something written by John Cleese. Now, if you don't know who John Cleese is, he's a British writer, actor, and a tall person.
Okay? Oh, very good. Okay, got it.
And with all of the things going on in the world political scene these days, I thought maybe we'd take a humorous look at those things. It's called Pretty Nifty. The English are feeling the pinch in relation to recent terrorist threats and have therefore raised their security level from miffed to peeved. Soon, though, security levels may be raised yet again to irritated or even a bit cross. The English have not been a bit cross since the Blitz in 1940 when tea supplies nearly ran out. Terrorists have been recategorized from tiresome to a bloody nuisance. The last time the British issued a bloody nuisance warning level was in 1588 when threatened by the Spanish Armada. Well, the Scots have raised their threat level from ticked off to let's get the guys. They don't have any other levels. This is the reason they've been used on the front line of the British Army for the last 300 years. The French government announced yesterday that it has raised its terror alert level from run to hide. The only two higher levels in France are collaborate and surrender. The rise was precipitated by a recent fire that destroyed France's White Flag factory, effectively paralyzing the country's military capabilities. Italy has increased the alert level from shout loudly and excitedly to elaborate military posturing. Two more levels remain: ineffective combat operations and change sides. The Germans have increased their alert state from disdainful arrogance to dress in uniform and sing marching songs. They also have two higher levels: invade a neighbor and lose. Belgians, on the other hand, are all on holiday as usual. The only threat they're worried about is NATO pulling out of Brussels. The Spanish are all excited to see their new submarines ready to deploy. These beautifully designed subs have glass bottoms, so the new Spanish Navy can get a really good look at the old Spanish Navy. Australia, meanwhile, has raised its security level from no worries to she'll be all right, mate. Two more escalation levels remain. Crikey, I think we'll need to cancel the Barbie this weekend. And the final is the Barbie is canceled. So far, no situation has ever warranted use of the final escalation level in Australia. That again from John Cleese, a little humor on world politics today.
That almost got hard to follow. That was a lot of information. How do these folks survive? Recently, when I went to McDonald's, I saw on the menu that you could have an order of 6, 9, or 12 chicken nuggets. I asked for half a dozen nuggets. "We don't have half a dozen nuggets," said the teenager at the counter. "You don't?" I replied. "We only have 6, 9, or 12," was the reply. "So I can't order a half a dozen nuggets. But can I order 6? "That's right." So I shook my head and ordered 6 McNuggets.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
The paragraph above doesn't amaze me because of what happened a couple months ago. I was checking out a local grocery store with just a few items when the lady behind me put her things on the belt close to mine. I picked up one of those divider things, you know, at the grocery store that you put between your order. They kept it at the cash register and I placed it between our things so they wouldn't get mixed up. After the girl had scanned all my items, she picked up the divider, looking it all over for the barcode so she could scan it. Not finding the barcode, she said to me, "Do you know how much this is?" And I said to her, "I've changed my mind. I don't think I'll buy that today." She said, "Okay." I paid her for the things and left. She had no clue to what had just happened.
Oh, you run into that kind of stuff more often than you would think. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.